It's the Carney Show with Paul Harris filling in. You can always email me, Paul, at harrisonline.com, and follow me on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. There's a new movie that's going to debut in St. Louis tomorrow night at the St. Louis International Film Festival. It's called Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution, in which James Redford goes around the country and meets people in small-town America, middle-town America, and sometimes big-city America, and talks to them about how we proceed to move away from fossil fuels, oil and coal, and move towards wind, solar, and other renewables. The woman who produced this movie and is James Redford's partner in business at the Redford Center is Jill Tidman, and she joins me now. Hi, Jill. How are you?
Good, Paul. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining me. Why did you want to make this movie?
This movie was, we started developing back in 2013. We really wanted to do something about climate disengagement. And the film is a product of the Redford Center. The movies we make are always looking for progress stories to try to shine a light on some of the solutions for the environmental challenges we face as a society. Mm-hmm. And so when we dug into the climate issue, the best bright light was renewable energy, and we started to realize how many people are working the problem all over the world, frankly, but in this country in particular, it's happening in some of the most unlikely and interesting places. It started to feel like a really important movie to make.
Yeah, let me go back a second to ask, what do you mean by climate disengagement?
I think a lot of people that are aware of some of the climate change challenges we face don't necessarily know what to do about it, where to start. If anything they would be doing would make a difference, it feels so overwhelming. And I think the way the problem is presented often, it's presented as if it's an apocalyptic vision of the future and a train that's sort of off the tracks already. And so we really wanted to balance out the story that's out there by saying there's a whole other side to this thing and there's a lot that we can do. And in fact, the solution of renewable energy is happening so much farther, so much faster, and going so much farther than most people know, that we're just missing an opportunity to feel encouraged about the future.
Yeah. And by the way, this is not something that you can wait for the federal government to do, because they seem to be slogging way behind on this. But it's amazing that small town government is doing it. I know one of the people that James met when he was doing this movie was the mayor of Georgetown, Texas. And I only knew about this because I saw Al Gore's movie, An Inconvenient Sequel, in which he went to meet this mayor, who's a conservative Republican, but he's embraced renewables for his little town. Right?
That's correct, yes. Mayor Dale Ross, he's quite a hero among climate activists and I think among mayors. He's been, there was just an article in The Guardian about him because he's been in so many of these climate films now. But I think it's just someone that takes a step like that, again, an unlikely actor in a place that isn't traditionally, poised to do this kind of stuff, although wind in Texas, as you probably know, is really an important part of the solution. But he went out for this because it was a financial decision for him. He had natural gas contract, they would lock in rates for 6 years, and then he had wind and solar contracts, they would lock in better rates for 20 years. And he said, why wouldn't I go with the 20-year, the better for my community choice? And it was as simple as that for him when he talks about it. And I think he's in a unique position in Texas because they have a deregulated energy market, and he also does not own any of his own power generation as a city, so it's all contractual. And he was redoing his contracts and had this moment, this real opportunity in front of him, and very quickly he shifted his community 100% renewable.
Yeah, not only should he be an argument for why we need to have more people looking at this at the small town and middle-sized city level, but also a good argument for we need more CPAs in leadership in this country, because that's what he is. He looked at the numbers and made a numbers decision. This was not an agenda-driven thing. His only agenda was, how am I going to save my little town money?
Yes. And, you know, that's another big through line of this film is just making the economic argument for renewable energy. The cost curve has come down significantly. It's going to continue to come down. And people are really looking at it as much as anything as an economic decision these days. And businesses are looking at it as a competitive advantage.
Yeah, businesses have actually been going green for over a decade. I know Walmart has installed solar panels on a lot of their buildings, or they painted their roofs white because that reflects rather than absorbs the heat and helps their electric bill. Of course, it all is because of the bottom line. But if that is the reason that brings them to the right conclusion, who cares, right?
That's right. That's what we say. You know, we all have different motivations, but as long as we're going for the same outcome, that's the best thing for, you know, the society and future generations. That's what we're all about. So we can't expect everybody to be coming at it from the same place. I think we just live in a much more diverse world than that.
Yeah. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, you have a scene in the movie about a meeting in Las Vegas. Would you mind sharing that story with my audience?
No, sure. So back in December 2015, the Nevada Public Utilities Commission voted to change the rate structure of what's called net metering. So if you own solar panels or have solar panels on your roof and you make more energy than you use, the energy that you don't use, you get a credit for on your bill. So the utility pays you for that, for producing them that power. And there were about 17,000 folks in the state of Nevada who had these solar systems on their homes, and the PUC decided that they were going to lower the amount of money that they would be receiving for the money that they're producing. The utility and the challenge for the consumer, well, there was many, but the big one is that a lot of people who bought these systems based their decision on a certain time frame of financial payback. And so this was fundamentally changing that picture for a lot of people. And it was a pretty devastating day for us. Jamie Redford, who's in the film, was in the room that day and just came back completely crushed and started to feel that, you know, putting solar on your home for him now was an act of civil disobedience in a sense. He just felt like we just have to fight the system on this one. We have to continue to put the demand out there. And then fortunately for us, we were still in production when a year and a half later, some folks in the Nevada legislature realized the mistake that they had made for their constituents and for their state. You know, they have 320-something days of sunshine a year.
Yeah.
So they should be a solar leader. And then just this past June, they went back and fixed it, and they passed nine clean energy bills and are considering breaking apart the state's utility energy monopoly.
Did anybody look into how much money the people on the board of that Public Utilities Commission, the commissioners, had gotten from fossil fuel companies to kill this solar rebate or incentive?
You know, we didn't go down that path. We were really trying not to get into that level of the conversation. We tried to get them on camera. They politely declined several times.
Politely.
but, you know, I think the lesson for us all and the incredible opportunity now with the film coming out is that there are a lot of other states in the middle of a similar conversation. Kansas, for instance, and we showed the film a couple weeks ago in Salt Lake City for a group of energy advocates, and some folks from Kansas said, we're having this dialogue right now. Can you come? And then there's another man in the room who advises PUC commissioners, and he was very excited to have this as a tool to help him talk to his clients and really make sure that we aren't making that mistake in other states.
How much of what's going on now with climate change and the attempts at the grassroots level to make a difference and try to at least stem it if we can't stop it, how much do you think it's generational?
Well, I definitely think that young people have a much different sense of what it means to be an environmental steward. And in fact, I'm not sure they even think of themselves as environmental stewards. It's just sort of how they do their thing. And so it's really, you know, the older generations that are having to really understand the way that our consumption patterns are having an impact, that is kind of, you know, it's running away from us and we're having to reel it in. And so, you know, for us as an organization that makes films with the goal of galvanizing environmental action, that's the only reason we make content, is to really drive change on an issue. And so, you know, we always say that the most important thing you can do is energy conservation, because it's the cleanest energy. And I think we often forget that the less we use, the less we have to make. And nothing's 100% clean. We still have to manufacture the panels and distribute them and install them. And, you know, there's environmental impacts on all of it. And so we really are trying to push people toward conservation as much as we can. But then there's also a lot of folks on the ground working on this tirelessly, trying to create the demand in cities and communities that then bubbles up to the state level. And state level action is really where a lot of this good work is happening right now.
Yeah. What's happening with financial incentives for solar panels in most states now? Because it seemed like, as in Nevada, they were pretty active a few years ago, but I haven't heard anything about them recently. Are they in other states being withdrawn as well? Or are those states saying, yeah, let's go forward with this?
So there is a federal solar tax credit that's also known as the investment tax credit, and that was extended for 5 years back in 2015, and it goes down, it's a $30,000 credit, or 30% credit, that goes down incrementally over the 5 years. But that's a federal rebate for people that are purchasing solar systems. These days, we have a lot of solar companies that essentially they rent your roof. They put their system on your roof. It produces you energy, but you never have to own the system itself. And so that model, you don't actually get to take advantage of the solar tax credit. That's happening at the federal level, but every state is doing it differently. And you know, what happened in Nevada was, I don't think anyone saw it coming, and so that's where we have to just remain vigilant and making sure that, you know, our electeds know that we want to be able to choose cleaner power.
Not just our elected, but also our appointed, because that's where the Public Utilities Commission comes from. Yeah. Make sure that they have the public's interest in mind and not the people with the checkbooks in the back room lobbying for big coal, et cetera.
That's right.
The movie is called Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution. It's going to screen tomorrow night, Friday, at 5:30 p.m. at the Tivoli here in St. Louis. It's part of the kickoff weekend of the St. Louis International Film Festival. And then I understand you're going to be on HBO on December 11th.
That's correct. 8 p.m. everywhere. This film will air on HBO, and then we will be working inside schools and communities and businesses, trying to help everyone that wants to make this transition, bring their folks along.
I hope a lot of people get to see it, Jill. I will look forward to seeing the whole thing, because I've only seen clips of it, but I'll look forward to seeing the whole thing on HBO. I can't be there tomorrow night, but I'll look forward to it in December. And I thank you so much for joining me here today.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Jill Tidman, co-producer with Jamie Redford of Happening, A Clean Energy Revolution.